We're in a row. Sorry we didn't get this tape to you, but we were busy having sex with Fiona.
Yay!
And this is a new song written by our new guitarist, Christy Whip. It's called I Hate Everything in This World.
Music by The Row. Finally, The Row make an appearance on Take No Prisoners. Row standing for Ray of Hope.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt named after the old single by the Rascals.
Uh-huh.
The Young Rascals.
Yeah, probably.
Well, it wasn't one of their bigger hits. Anyway, The Row did I Hate Everything in This World, and I guess you'd hate everything in this world, too, if, like, you were The Row singer who just called up tonight and said he was accosted in the parking lot of Little Caesars and robbed of $100.
Sounds almost like a mugging.
It reeks of a mugging. Someone called John Siskey of Crime Stumpers.
John Siskey, Crime Stumpers.
Yeah, boy, that Rick Archambault, I like
him. Oh, yeah, my buddy.
He's an idol of mine. There's a hall party next Friday night. Matter of fact, there's two of them.
Two?
Conflicting scenes.
What kind of thing is that?
Scene splitting going on. Hall party at the Rankin Hall next Friday. Is this still on, Dinky? As far as you know. The new Rub, The Row, just featured a moment ago. CDG. Isn't that new Paul Kantner band?
I think it is.
I don't think they'll be there. Brian Story's band. Is that the name of the band? The Brian Story's band? And Ashtray, we don't know about. Kiki and the Cavefish. We'll be there. Isn't that Brian's story, too?
Well, it's Cruz here.
How many bands is he got? And anyway, the same night, the Guilty Bystanders, I believe, will be playing the Rusty Nail. So take your pick. For once, you have a choice.
Yeah.
Okay? That's next February. It's next February 13th. Friday the 13th, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So call Wyatt's if you need more details. He'll fill you in.
Let's give a quick... what's the term I want to use? I think plugs it to fabulous Derek Connor, a member of House of Mirth, right? Isn't he? Yeah, okay, he is. I knew that.
Dinky, yeah. I don't know.
And former Daco Club hero, who was mentioned in the paper the other day as being a well-known Flint area cinematographer, videographer?
Choreographer.
Videographer.
A good article about a friend of Derek's in Friday's Journal.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid growing up in the 60s, man, like, there was war on TV every night, man. Like, I remember watching Combat.
F Troop.
Yeah, and McHale's Navy.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Remember Gallant Men? I remember watching that.
Sergeant Bilko.
Sergeant Bilko and Gomer Pyle. War on TV every night.
It was a bring down.
You wake up for breakfast and you know, it'd be Vince Carter. And I mean, there's war all over the place. Anyway, I want to play this tune tonight for all the young people out there, man, who keep me and my pretty model wife in spacious palatial digs, and buy all my millions of products and records and T-shirts. I really want to play that for the youngsters. And if there's one other message I could pass on to you, is you know, in the year 1987. This is no time to have blind faith in your patrol guards or librarians or plumbers or...
And it's kind of late to even listen to blind faith records now.
Yes, it's not a good time to listen to blind
or
faith records.
Or anything with Stevie Winwood.
Steve Winwood, no. That could get you harmed. Mm-hmm. Don't hang around Russell Street. That's not particularly too good for your health either.
Brown acid.
No, stay away from the brown acid. Mm-hmm. Anyway, man, there was this cat named Edwin Starr, man, and I decided to go back and update and, well, let's face it, sort of rape some of his old material from the 60s. A particular number, man, hey, it went like this.
After Friday night, when you've gone to the party of your choice, we've mentioned them both, I believe.
Yes.
Saturday, the 14th. Valentine's Day, you'll want to go to the Rusty Nail in downtown Flynn on 2nd Street. Catch The Row, Ray of Hope. Didn't we mention them already?
Yeah, we did.
And so? The Need, Dan Russell's new band. Dan Russell,
The Need.
The Rub. The Need.
I like that. The Need.
I do too.
I need the Need.
After The Rub, you got The Need.
Oh, boy. Keep it down.
Yeah.
Actually, I think The Need precedes The Rub, but we won't go into it. So that's a week from tonight, Valentine's Day.
That's
Where's
what
that?
Is.
Rusty Nail?
In downtown Flint on 2nd Street.
Guilty Bystanders there the night before. And of course, listen to our radio show somewhere in there. Go out to your cars on the breaks.
Is this? Saturday night, everybody wants to rub our show out.
Mm.
We have to make some kind of arrangement with these people.
We wouldn't listen to it either, except we have to show up and do it.
We were wrong. The Guilty Bystanders will not be at the Rusty Nail next Friday.
Sunlight boo-booed.
Absolutely.
They were there last night. So go see them last night.
However,
you really enjoy them. So.
If you want to just go there anyway and say that you wish they were there, I'm sure the management would appreciate it.
By the way, John Aside called up and said they just got back from the Greystone Hall party tonight, and I guess there was like 30 people in attendance. Half of them were Nazis, and John had his hair gobbed full of saliva.
Mm-mm.
For playing Grandma's Eyes.
Sounds like a heavy pleasure.
Wacky punk tour.
Dr. Short's Cult, another local favorite, did Rat Like Me from the Fantabulous Today Show sessions on WFBE. And you probably tuned in at 8:45 in the morning a couple weeks back and saw Take No Prisoners being shot by actual TV cameras.
To think that was beamed across the country.
To think that Jane Pauley actually saw me.
To think that Jane Pauley actually said that I would be the subject of a major motion picture. I can die a happy man.
Jane Pauley. Mm.
I got the right build for John Doonesbury.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
We'll take care of that guy.